For demonstrators in Tehran, the immediate flashpoint seemed to be a presidential election that they regard as stolen. But in a larger sense, we may be witnessing a stage in the decline of the theocratic state.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
It is 30 years since the charismatic Ayatollah Khomeini returned from exile to lead a revolution that toppled the CIA-backed Shah, whom President Carter had called an island of stability. In those heady days, young zealots invaded the American embassy, they called it a nest of spies, and held the staff hostage until President Carter left office. But holding mighty America at bay was only part of the Khomeini Revolution, whose principal thrust was aimed at sweeping away the despised police state monarchy of the Shah and establishing the Islamic Republic of Iran. The Khomeini Revolution brought with it a system of governance based on the Islamic religion, with a rigid dress code for women, its own religion-based legal system enforced by the mullahs. 30 years later, a new generation of Iranians no longer seems content with the rule of the mullahs. The protesters in Tehran chant slogans of freedom and carry signs in English expressing hope that Iran will no longer be a pariah state subject to United Nations sanctions. The nascent freedom movement seems to have chosen as a symbol a Western-dressed young woman, Neda Sultan, a philosophy student, lying in a pool of blood from a sniper bullet. Her dying has been viewed countless times on a YouTube video spread by million text and Twitter messages. The government may succeed in quelling the current wave of protest, but the day of mullah rule may be nearing its end. The Ayatollah was yesterday. Today, young Iranians seem fed up with an Islamic Republic economically in trouble, and politically an international pariah. This is Daniel Shore.